Good morning and welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook. My name is Philip Dawson. On Tuesday mornings, we start the day by stopping to reflect for 10 minutes. Today, our reflection is inspired by the launch of the Hubble Space Telescope, which took place on this day in 1990. We begin with a short reading from Scripture. From the letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. On this day in 1990, astronauts aboard the space shuttle Discovery sent the Hubble Space Telescope into orbit for the first time. Far above the hazy atmosphere, its main mirror, which is about the same diameter as our circular altar here, has been providing detailed pictures of the far reaches of the universe for over 30 years. As you might imagine, the world's most sophisticated digital camera boasts an impressive photo album. One famous image is known as Pillars of Creation, a phrase taken from a sermon by the Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon. A close-up part of the Eagle Nebula, it shows a star being born from three columns of interstellar gas and dust, the largest of which measures 4 light-years across. We are made from stardust. Every atom of carbon in our bodies was once inside a star. The powerful nuclear furnaces of the stars are the only places in the universe where the element vital for life can be made. Pillars of Creation therefore shows not only the birth of a new star, but offers a glimpse of how all life began. Carbon-based life, that is. Perhaps the greatest advance in astrophysics that the Hubble Space Telescope has made, however, is not related to any of the spectacular stellar phenomena it's seen, but rather what it has not seen. Revealed only by its gravitational pull on visible matter in space, the Hubble Space Telescope was able to confirm the location of dark matter, the glue that holds the universe together, which is invisible because it doesn't emit, reflect or absorb light. Other observations made using the telescope confirm the existence of dark energy, the precise nature of which is still a mystery to scientists, but seems to be causing the universe to grow, to expand at an accelerating rate. It's been projected that visible matter, everything we can see, accounts for just 5% of the universe. Dark matter and dark energy account for all the rest. So the fullness of the universe remains largely invisible to us, at least at present. The same could be said about our lives. What we can see, what is visible of the world and of each other, accounts for just a tiny fraction of the fullness of life. Joy, trust, inspiration, meaning, passion, belonging, faith, hope, and love, the glue that holds us together and makes life complete, none of this can be seen with the naked eye. Neither can desire, the force which drives us to seek out what matters, to expand our horizons, to grow. But whilst invisible, this living reality is not undetectable. Just as the Hubble Space Telescope confirmed the existence of dark matter by its effect on visible matter, joy, trust, inspiration, meaning, passion, belonging, faith, hope and love all seem to resonate within us when we encounter them. Scripture is full of descriptions of such eureka moments when the mystery of our interconnectedness is revealed. Writing to the church in Colossae, St. Paul adapts what is thought to have been a well-known poem or hymn to remind his readers that human destiny and cosmic destiny are connected through the cross of Jesus. Like the Hubble Space Telescope, he offers an awe-inspiring image of our universe. He invites us to look through the lens of Scripture with the eye of faith and see joy, trust, inspiration, meaning, passion, belonging, faith, hope, and love in the person of Christ, the image of the invisible God, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Whilst most matter remains invisible to us, may we accept this invitation to make visible in our lives what matters most. Living up to the image in which we were made, finding strength in the mystery of our interconnectedness. A few moments of silence before we pray. In our prayers, the response to Creator of all things visible and invisible is, help us to see what matters most. Creator of all things visible and invisible, help us to see what matters most. Lord, help us to see this world through the eyes of faith, to remember that most matter and what matters most is invisible but not undetectable. May we learn not to judge by appearances, but to be guided by the resonance of your love. Creator of all things visible and invisible, help us to see what matters most. Lord, we have been made in your image. Help us to reflect it in the world by living according to your word. We give thanks for all who risk their lives in the search for truth. Amidst the complexities we may encounter today in our lives, may we remember that you are the one who binds all things together. Creator of all things visible and invisible, help us to see what matters most. Lord, you are the maker of heaven and earth. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, you have shown us that human destiny and cosmic destiny are connected. Help us to find strength in the mystery of our interconnectedness and value all our relationships with those we see and those we see no longer. Creator of all things visible and invisible, help us to see what matters most. May the beauty of God be reflected in our eyes, the love of God be reflected in our hands, the wisdom of God be reflected in our words, and the knowledge of God flow from our hearts, that all might see, and seeing, believe. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with all those whom we love this day and always. Amen. Thank you for listening to this Start-Stop Reflection. We'll be back on Tuesday morning from 7:45 until 9:15 with reflections repeated every quarter hour. I hope you have a great day and a wonderful week ahead.